This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
All right, we've been asking all morning. We wanted to get someone on who is a prepper. We're very interested to find out about the prepping mindset, and we found one, Cliffo. Sean Wright joins us right now, who is a prepper. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thank you.
We got a Queensland prepper on, so yeah. This is exactly what we've been searching for. What does being some people call you doomsday preppers, which I think that's a little bit, is that offensive? Is that okay?
It can be. Not all of us prep for doomsday scenarios.
Right. Okay.
Well, okay.
The prepping you do, what does that entail? What have you prepared if stuff goes wrong, essentially?
Well, the main thing about prepping is knowing what to do. The items and things you can buy, they're just a bonus. If you know what to do, you're better off than most.
What do you mean by that? Know what to do in what kind of situation?
Well, let's use COVID as an example, because a biological event is a scenario that a lot of preppers do prep for.
Uh-huh.
Knowing how to wash your hands properly, knowing social distancing, knowing what sort of mask you should use and shouldn't use.
So you knew all that before COVID happened?
For the most part, yes.
Interesting.
I will say, Sean, like washing your hands and that's basic stuff, but you've gone one step further. I've got a note here from our producer, Brooke. She says, is this true? You taught yourself how to create mud bricks, forge meat, and even brew mead if you have to.
Yeah, that's been my thing. I've been a stay-at-home dad for the last few years, so filling my time with things I can teach myself now rather than later. So, yeah, I had a crack at mud bricks. That was fun, messy.
Yeah.
I got the mud from where I was digging my garden.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Meat as well is another good one. Smoking meat and making jerky. Forging, for the most part, that's a lot harder.
So you're prepping for anything that could go wrong in the future, whether it is something like COVID or it is, you know, maybe a comet hitting Earth or things like that. So when you're looking at those skills to develop and the go bags, like how do you decide what path you're going to take when it comes to that stuff? Like, are you just expanding your knowledge in every area you can?
Yeah, I'm a generalist. I prep more for things like not getting paid, getting, you know, flooded in during a storm.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
What about worst case scenario? So what could be the worst thing that could happen to our state, our country, our planet that you would be prepared for?
Worst case scenario would probably be a World War III event, something from like a meteor or comet hitting us. Biological is a very, very big one. But anything that puts humanity as a whole as a risk.
Some people would hear what you're saying. This is not us. Some people would hear it, just playing devil's advocate here, and they'd say, you're paranoid. What would you say to those people?
I'd rather be wrong and prepared than wrong and dead.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not for everyone, but it certainly seems to be for you, Sean. Thank you so much for speaking so openly about prepping, mate. Really appreciate that. And yeah, thanks for being part of Cliffo and Gabby's Never Gonna Get One. Got one. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much. The Hit Breakfast Show.